geometric verification of the idea of an ellipsoidal Earth was done with arc measurements at different latitudes. If you establish the beginning and ending points with astronomic observations and then measure along a cardinal line, a north line, you can discover the length of a 1 degree of longitude along that arc. Now, early on, the idea was that there was a spherical Earth, and the results were used to estimate the radius. One of the most accurate measurements, as it says here, began in 1669 by J. Picard, was used by Newton in formulating his own gravitation law. However, Cassini looked at the arc measurements, and it seemed to indicate that the length of 1 degree of longitude actually decreased as it proceeded northward. And this would mean that the Earth wasn't flattened at the poles, but elongated at the poles. So there were many expeditions, and the ones that really resolved the issue were the groups the French sent to the Arctic, 66 degrees north latitude in Lapland, and another that was done near Ecuador, what is now Ecuador, 1 degree and 31 minutes south latitude. And these measurements proved Newton correct, that the earlier measurements were somewhat in error, and in fact the Earth is flattened at the poles, or is an oblate ellipsoid.